Thank you. Part of our service now was when I was a pastor in a ministerial class.
Church, amen. Amen again. Hands and help your God with a little praise. Truly be worthy. I said be worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the saint, his name. I said his name. I said his name. Anybody ever had to call on the Lord? I said his name. I'm not talking about your neighbor. I'm not talking about mama and grandma or anything. I'm talking about his name. If anybody ever had to call on the Lord, somebody said I had to call on the midnight hour. Anybody ever had to have a midnight call with the Lord? Somebody said I was in the hospital and I couldn't get well and I had to call on the name of the Lord. Has anybody ever called on the name of the Lord? I'm not just talking about anything, amen, but I'm talking about on the name of the Lord that can do something about it. See, if you call on somebody, sometimes they might not be able to do something about it, but I found out. I said I found out that if you call on the name of the true and the living God, I said the true and the living God, see all the rest of them that died and went on about their own way. But I'm talking about the true and the living God. What do you mean, Pastor? By the record you said that on the third day, after he had crucified him, on the third day, after he had buried him in a borrowed tomb, on the third day, the record you said that he had it in the morning. He got up. Somebody can do something about it. All power in his name. That's the name of the Lord that we got to call on. Amen. See, we call on too many of a folk. Amen. But we got to learn to call on the name of the Lord. Late in the midnight hour. Lord have mercy. When your body wraps in pain. And the waves and the wind is calling. You need to call on the same thing and talk to the winds and the waves and say, be still. See, that's some power right there. When all the storms are raging in your life, and God can say, peace. He called the storm peace. Look at somebody and he said, he called the storm peace. He called the storm peace. And there's peace.
Somebody said, when I look back over my life,
can't say no. Somebody said, I can truly say, what? I said, and I got a what? Testimony. So you got to understand what the word testimony means. Amen. The word testimony means that you've been tested. Amen. In other words, when you look back over your life and take things over there, even through the test, look at somebody say, even through the test. God has blessed me. Amen. I can truly say I've been blessed.
Father God, it's in the name of Jesus that we come this morning humbly before your throne of mercy and grace. We thank you for another opportunity, God, to say thank you with the fruit of our lips, oh God. Father, we thank you, God, for another day, oh God, that you have allowed us, oh God, to be in the land of the living, Father. And we don't take it for granted, God. We are so appreciative and we are so grateful. We come with an attitude of gratitude this morning, God, because you have been so good to us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, this morning for your steadfast love. Thank you for, oh God, your faithfulness, oh God. We thank you for the mercies of this day, oh God, because we know that morning by morning, mercies we see, and all that we have ever needed, God, your hand has provided, and so great is your faithfulness unto us, oh God, your children. And so, Father, we come this morning, oh God, just thanking you and leaning and depending on you, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you for our families. We thank you for our church family. We thank you for this branch of Southern Incarnate Baptist Church. We thank you for our pastor and first lady, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for all the servant leaders, oh God, that are here today, oh God. Father, we thank you, Father God, for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, oh God. We thank you, God, for the many tests, oh God, and challenges, oh God, that you have seen us through, oh God. And Father God, this morning, I want to thank you, God. I want to thank you for healing my body, God.
Thank you.
Had it not been me, God, on my side, God, I don't know where I would be, God. But God, you gave me another good report on Wednesday, God. And my breath is doing fine, God. You dried up and strained it, God. Oh, God, you dried up the infection, oh, God. Again and again and again, God, you just keep on proving yourself to me, oh, God. And so, God, I thank you and I bless your name, oh, God. Regardless of what I'm going through right now, Father God, I thank you, Father God, because you are still God, and besides you, there's none other, Father God. Oh, God, you're able to do anything but fail, God, because there is no failure in you, Father God. Father, you told us to trust you and to never doubt you, that you would surely bring us out, God. And so, God, I'm trusting continuously in you, Father God. I'm leaning and depending on you, Father God. We are leaning on you, God. We're not going to let you go, God, until you bless us, God. God, I thank you and I bless your name this morning, oh God. Bless your people today, oh God. Touch the hearts of mankind today, oh God. Somebody needs you for one thing and somebody might need you for another. But whatever the need might be this morning, God, we know that you're able to meet that need, oh God. And so, Father, we said thank you this morning, oh God. We bless your name and we praise your name. We thank you for your word on today, oh God. We thank you for your anointing on today, oh God. We thank you for the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit on today, oh God. Oh God, we love you with our whole heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit on today, oh God. Oh God, continue, oh God, to be with us, oh God. Continue to just order our steps in your word, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for this day, oh God. But this is the day that you have made, and we will and shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh God, down through the years, you have proven yourself not only to me, but you've proven yourself to your people, oh God. Oh God, each and every time, God, you brought us out, Father God. Sometimes, God, we didn't know whether to stand still, to go to the left, or go to the right. Oh God, but you made a way out of no way, Father God. And so, God, we thank you this morning. Our hearts are overjoyed this morning, Father God. Regardless of what it looks like, God, regardless of what it feels like, regardless of what it be like, God, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. And I thank you, oh God, on today, oh God, because we knew the word of God said this poor man cried, and the Lord heard it and delivered him from all of his fears, oh God. I called on the Lord, and I got an answer. We called on you more than one time and got answers. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, because we know that you are a prayer-answering God, Father. And so we thank you and we bless your name on today, oh, God. Be with your people everywhere, oh, God, on today, oh, God. Give them, oh, God, what they need from you on today, oh, God. And, oh, God, continue, oh, God, to keep them as the apple of your eye, Father God. We thank you, oh, God. We thank you with our whole heart today, oh, God. Because you and you alone are worthy, God. And so, God, we say hallelujah to your name this morning, Father God. Because there is none like you, Father God. There is none like you, Father God. And I thank you, Father God. And I bless your name. We bless your name. We praise your name on this day, Father God. I will not. I shall not complain. Because, God, you've been good to me. God, you've been good to us. We dare not complain, God, because you have been so good, so good, so good to us, Father. And so, Father, we thank you, and we bless your name, and we praise your name, God. Continue, oh, God, to keep us, oh, God. It's only you can, Father God. Continue to strengthen us. It's only you can, Father God. And we will forever give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory all the days of our lives. And we ask all of these for
petitions in the mighty, matchless, and powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen. Thank God.
Thank God. For his healing power. Amen. I said we thank God for his healing power. Amen. Anybody ever been healed? Ever? If he hasn't been healed physically, and he's been healed spiritually.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
ever. Thank God for his healing power.
Yes, amen. Lord.
There is a hymn, amen. It seems like everybody I talked to this week, amen, they were going through one thing or another, amen. I told Ralph early during the week, this week we got a lot of flooding that came in, and a lot of times, amen, we're dealing with basements and cars and roads. I even saw a lady on top of her car. Amen. On Rhode Island Avenue. Amen. A rescue from the rising flood. The flood that were around the United States overseas. Amen. And it just seemed like, amen, everybody was just holding on.
That's right. That's right.
And I remember, amen, when they were. Seems like things were rolling, rolling and rolling, amen. Folks had to keep leaning. Amen. And then in the song says, lean deep on the everlasting arms. In other words, when it seems like, amen, everything else was going to fall down. Amen. Amen. And the water was raging and the storms of life were coming. Amen. That you were able to lean. Anybody ever had to lean for that person?
Yeah.
Now you gotta lean harder than other times, amen. And lean, amen. And the songwriter said, "What a fellowship! What a joy divine! Leaning on the everlasting arm. What a blessedness! What a peace of mind! Leaning on the everlasting arm." The church said, "Lean it, lean it, safe and secure from what all along." Lean it on the everlasting arm. That's number 211 in the album.
Thank you.
from the everlasting God. By that I was leaning on the everlasting God. Then I felt safe even though the waves were raging. Safe even though the storms of life were coming.
Father, and I pray that you just always be with us, and we know that you will, O Lord, and we will keep praising you all the day long, and praise you, praise you, praise you. May all of you have a blessed week coming up, and I pray that all goes well for everyone. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Man, thank you for the testimony. Folks, our next worshiper, last four digits, 7971. 7971, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Heart of God Church. Good morning, Pastor First Lady. I truly thank God for your faithfulness. I also thank him for this day, for giving me the opportunity to serve and praise him one more time. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? With my Lord so near,
yeah.
I just keep leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercies endureth forever. Love and blessings to all of you, and have a happy Sunday, everyone.
On today, truly God has been good to us. You know, I had some folks in the house, amen, and they got a testimony about how good God has been, amen. Like this was running down. No, we got another one. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for the testimony.
Amen. I thank God this morning for truly. If I had a testimony this morning, which I have numerous amounts of, but if I had to say one thing this morning, it is well.
I know that's right.
I'm telling you, it is well with my soul this morning. No matter what it looks like, Elaine, no matter what it looks like, Heart of God, no matter what it looks like, Pastor First Lady, no matter what it looks like that's going on in your life, hallelujah, the storms of life were crazy. But I still decree and declare that it is well.
Lord, trust God is just amazing. He is doing what he just said he's going to do. Just remember that even if it's delayed, it's not denied.
That's right.
Just not right now. You're not mature just yet. God is whipping you up into shape to make sure that you're able to enjoy the blessings that he has for you. That's why sometimes we feel like we lose so much. Because if we always win, we will not appreciate the win. Sometimes we got to lose so much.
Come on. Right.
That you appreciate what's in front of you. Amen.
That's
right.
That's word.
Right. Amen. Hallelujah. Just thank God not only for this day, but for all things.
Come on, man.
And if he decides to not ever do anything for me, he's ever again, he's already done for
us. Come on, man.
Yes. Thank you, that God has saved my life. He's been really rough over the last month. But God.
Thank God.
Yes, he
is. Always going to do what he says he's going to do.
Yes, he will.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank God. Thank you, Sunday. Today, the whole 6 year old. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Minoah.
Happy
birthday to you. Hello. I want to thank God for keeping me throughout this week. Thank God for putting me in places where I need to be. Thank God for keeping us. Thank God here. Thank God for my family, friends, everybody that's here. The people yesterday.
Come on now.
And I made a fool of myself.
That was a lesson he learned by me. And I thank him and I give him all the praise for all the bruises and my
Amen. Lord is good and greatly to be praised. Thank God for the testimony to the faith. And I know sometimes, amen, it seems like, amen, it is a time-consuming, amen, but it's good to hear from other people, amen, what the Lord has done in their lives, amen, and what God is doing. And that encourages us, amen, from day to day that we can make it, if they got it through, amen, we can make it through too, amen. And sometimes you need to be able to call on the name of the Lord. I know if God did it for you, he can do it for me, amen. If he did it for you, he can do it for you too, amen. Amen. And that's the encouragement that we have to give to each other. Sometimes you have to say, hold on, my brother. Sometimes you have to say, hold on, my sister, amen, and let the Lord work this thing out, amen. And sometimes, Lord, have mercy. Sometimes, amen, we get in a hurry. Have mercy. Now, how many of you know you can't hurry God? Sometimes you just got to wait. And don't nobody in here like wait. Have mercy. Don't nobody in here like wait. Amen. Especially those that know how to drive a car. Somebody caused you to miss the light. They on their tail, amen. You trying to get paid to be, amen. You didn't miss the light. They done went through. You can't go through because the camera's in your picture. Can't wait, amen. Lord knows that somewhere down the line, Lord slows you down just to keep you safe. Safe and secure from all along. Amen. When you're waiting at that light, amen, just keep leaning on the Lord. Amen. When you miss the light, just keep leaning on the Lord. Don't get in a hurry, speed up, cut somebody off. Don't nobody do that anymore. No. I'm meddling, amen. Safe drive. Ain't nobody speeding to cut nobody off and cut nobody out. But amen, that's the moment. Amen. If we do, forgive us, Lord. Amen. Can't say amen. They out. Amen. There's a word that we often go through every Sunday, and it's in the book of Habakkuk. It's in the small Old Testament book, amen, in the Old Testament, amen, right after all of the major prophets, amen. If you get to Malachi, you went too far. Go back a couple of books, amen. And if you get to Daniel, go a little further to Daniel, amen, and you'll find Habakkuk, amen. And one of the things that we do when we open up our services, amen, and I think it's been so powerful the last few Sundays, amen, is because we've actually, amen, been following the Word of God, according to the Word of God, in the spirit realm, amen. It's one thing just to have the words on the paper. Amen.
Amen.
But it's another thing, amen, to have the word in your heart and be living it out. Amen. That's what makes the difference when the word comes alive in your life. Amen. That it's not just some people read the book cover to cover. Amen. And still don't know God. Amen. But when you look at the word, amen, and you look at it in a way that God would have you to become the word, amen. Look at somebody and say, I will become the word alive. Amen? Amen. When you become the word alive, amen, in other words, it's a transformation from out of the book into your life. So when you look at this word in Habakkuk, it's in the second chapter, and it's in verse 19 and 20. Something we say every Sunday. But if you look at Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 19 and 20, or let's go back to verse 18, 19 and 20 to give it context. And it says, what profit the graven image, the maker thereof, and graven it, the molten image and a teacher of lies that the maker of his works trusted therein to make them idols. In verse 19 it says, woe unto him that saith to the wood, awake, to the dumb stone, arise, it shall teach. Behold, it is laid over with gold and silver, and there is no breath at all in the midst of it. But then in verse 20, God answers a back of complaint, and he says in verse 20, he says, but the Lord is in his what? Holy temple. What? Let what? All the earth keep silence. What? His Lord. A lot of times people, when we're singing these things, and we're saying these things in our messages and our worship, amen, we're saying them, but we don't know what they really mean. Amen? But when you see it come from the Word, is that what we sang this morning? Did we sing that this morning? Yes. The Lord is in his holy temple. Choir praise. Everybody praise. Let all the earth keep silent. Right? It says, let all the earth keep silent. What? Before him. Amen? So in other words, what we're doing is we're acknowledging God that he's in his holy temple. Habakkuk was upset, amen, and he complained to God, amen, that it looked like for so long the unrighteous, the wicked and evil was getting away with it. Sound like today? Sound like today?
Yes.
The wicked and the evil seem like they have no conscience of what's going on. They just get away with it. Amen? And the people of God, amen, are the ones trying to hold it all together, amen, struggling with the chaos, amen, that they create. Have I got a witness?
Amen.
Amen. And so they're turning to idols. This is what Habakkuk was saying. Habakkuk was like, what's going on? See, they drunk, they party, they carrying on. They got idol worship. They got all these things, amen. And God is saying, don't worry about it, Habakkuk. Amen. I got your back, amen. I am going to deliver, amen, the people of God in a time that is specifically designed by God. And see, what we have to do is we have to learn to wait on God. And when we learn to wait on God, amen, what happens is we rely on the Spirit of God to give us the ability to what? Wait. Look at somebody says, because we don't like to wait.
Yeah.
How many of y'all got a microwave in your house? Mm-hmm. Lord, yeah. See, the microwave was invented.
Mm-hmm.
Because people didn't have time to wait for the what?
Yeah. Come on, bring it home now.
Amen, amen. So we introduced the microwave into the house. Someone's using the microwave more.
Come on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, come on.
In other words, because we don't like to wait. And then some of us are so bad, amen, that we put it on a minute, we still looking at it, talking about it ain't done yet. Look at that microwave. Boxing it in the microwave. Amen. Because the microwave is taking too long. Taking too long. Have I got a witness? Amen. No one couldn't wear it when you cook it in the microwave, it doesn't think it's good. As when you cook it in the oven, all that stuff. Anybody ever warmed something up, amen, in the oven, and it came out nice, crisp, and hot, but you had to what? Wait.
Yes.
But then you take the leftovers and put it in the microwave, and it's beep, beep, and it comes out, and it's chewy and hot.
That's right. That's right.
Come on, man.
That's true.
Come on.
That's right.
But you got it right away. So in other words, what you got is you got a hot butt mess on your hands because you didn't want to what? Wait.
Yeah.
Some of them got into relationships early.
Sure.
Whatever.
So
I'm meddling now. Lord have mercy. Time the relationship to have. We don't want to wait, amen, for what the Lord gave us, amen. We want to have what we wanted to have right now, amen.
Yeah.
And I've been got what you wanted right now. It was hot and chewy. It was a hot butt. Yeah.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
There he go. Come on. Have you got a witness, amen? And you look back in your mind and say, Lord, I wish I would have what waited, amen.
That's right.
To give me some hot and fresh right after what?
Come on.
Come on now. And when you cut it, it's private. It's fresh, amen. And it's going to keep the heat for a long time.
Come on. Yes, sir.
Lord have mercy. See, when you get to the place where you wait on the Lord, how do you know the Lord going to bring that thing out just right? He going to bring that thing out just right, amen. He going to have the cloth over his hand like that, Lord have mercy. You're going to have the right stuff at the right time.
That's right. Come on.
But if you ain't got the Lord in the Holy Temple, you're going to mess it up microwave style every time.
Every time.
You're going to mess it up microwave style what? Every single time. Then you're going to be sitting there with a hot mess. Don't even want to finish eating it because you get to the last part and you can't even bite into it. It's too chewy. You got to... It ain't even edible. And you end up what? Throwing it in the trash. Now you're still frustrated. You're still hungry. Amen. You're not satisfied. Why? Because we didn't wait on what? The Lord. And so the whole purpose of God speaking to Habakkuk was to tell him the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. In other words, don't question God. Just do it God's way, the way God told you to do it. And when you do it God's way, the way God told you to do it, it will surely what come to pass. Y'all got a witness? No. We get in a hurry. But that's why we sing that, amen, in the morning. Because we want us as a church family to understand that we don't just come to worship just to be worshiping, but we come to be in the presence of God so God can give us what we need,
right,
Dr. Sykes, in a way that we need it.
Right.
Did I speak it too fast? You need the ink, you put it in the microwave, but that's not the way you need to get it. I don't got a witness? Haven't got a witness?
Amen.
Because it's going to be a what? A hot what? Amen. But if you preheat, and come on, don't even want to preheat
up. That's true. That's true.
It takes time, Sister Brandon, to get ready to put that cake in the oven. Amen. You just can't put the batter in there and throw it in and think it's going to cook. It's going to be a flat hard piece of rock. It ain't going to rise.
Yes, it will.
But the instructions say, preheat the oven to 350 degrees.
Come on now.
Come on now, is it? The instructions say, grieve what? The pan. Amen.
Come on.
Come on now, is it? The instructions say, don't take it out. Don't keep opening the oven, but wait for 8 minutes, amen, per pan. But here we are, opening it. We can't wait. We open it. We can't wait. Now the cake just fell. And the cake is a hard what? Hot what? Mess.
Yeah.
Have we got a witness? Amen. Then we get to the point in the while they were taking out toothpaste instead of taking the toothpick, come on now. And you're supposed to take the toothpick and put it in, and when the toothpick comes out clean, the cake is what? But some of us ain't got time to take the toothpick because we want it right now. And then you cut into a gooey tooey, amen, cake.
That's right. That is true.
And if you didn't have it in flour to pan, you can't get it out the pan. You done turned it up the knife. You done pounded it in half of the cake done fell apart. And it won't hold the ice.
That's right.
Come on.
That's true.
Have I got a witness? And then some of us make the icing with cold butter. Amen. You know when you make the icing, you got to let the butter stay out for a period of time so the butter can get tall to be able to congeal with the sugar in the ingredients. But we ain't got time to wait on the butter. We ain't got time to grease the pan. We ain't got time to flour the pan. We ain't got time to preheat the oven. Come on now. Mary says that after you get it out the oven, you're supposed to let it what? Cool.
Let it cool. You don't cut it right away.
Come on. Come on. But you want to eat the cake. Dad caught it.
Right now.
Anyway, they burn it out, and then some of them got a wrap, and you got to let it cool on the what? On the rack. Y'all remember how Grandma and them used to do it?
Yes.
And you sitting there jumping, looking at the counter because you must have what? Cake. Grandma used to take that little batter, that little beater, and say, go lick the batter on the spoon. Come on out my kitchen. Boy. Amen. Have I got a with it? But now that's not politically correct because you had raw egg in the back. I mean, look, when we licked that thing and they ain't never got there.
That's good.
Come on, lick the bone. Amen. Raw egg and all. Have I with it? But when you understand, it, Grandma took some time. And what happened was she started preparing the day before. I'm meddling. See, we don't want to prepare nothing. Amen. We want to jump right in out there. Amen. We want it right now. And then when it's nasty and it ain't no good and we don't want it, we won't blame everybody but ourselves. Adam and Eve did the same thing. God told them, God got dominion all over everything. Whatever you call it, it's going to be. You got dominion. Don't do nothing but mess with that tree of knowledge and good and evil. Have I got a witness? Amen. But they wasn't just happy with God and the way God did.
Yeah.
They wanted to do it what? Their way.
Come on.
Is that enough? And what happened to the Spirit? The Spirit what left them, amen, and they became spiritually dead. In other words, they was alive, but spiritually was dead. They was a living hot mess, amen. And all of us, amen. Now, until the Spirit of God recreates and regenerates us, are what hot mess without God.
Oh Lord.
Going to and fro with every wind and doctrine to come down the street. Amen.
Yeah.
Everything that comes out. Oh, yeah, I want some of that. Oh, yeah, I want to be that. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that. Oh, yeah, I'm going to try that. Oh, yeah. And God's sitting there talking about, fool, all you need, what, is me. But we said the Lord is in his holy temple. Let's go to Ephesians. Lord, have mercy. The praise team saying this is the first song they sang this morning. Lord, have mercy. Ephesians, the third chapter. This is where you get the power to be able to sustain, amen, and to be able to do what God wants you to do. And it's where Paul actually stops in the middle of the letter and has a prayer. Sometimes you got to stop in the middle of what you're doing. And pray, amen? And so what God wants you to understand, amen, is that he has the power, amen, to be able to bless you with what you need in the midst of what you're going through because you have the power of God. Look at somebody say, you have the power of God residing in you. In other words, the Lord is his holy temple. Paul is a person that God really uses. And if you go to Ephesians 3, and this is what the phrase is saying, and this again, we know what we're saying. Ephesians 3, verse 20, it says, now unto him, right?
that is able to do exceeding. That was y'all saying, right? That first song, right?
Come on.
So when I came out here, amen, y'all say, I said, man, they reaching me, singing my sermon. Lord, have mercy. That's the first song they said, right? Just keep it saying first. He said,
Look at Ephesians 3, verse 20.
Now unto him and his wife, Abel, and y'all in there. He's able, right? Did y'all do that?
Yeah.
Huh? It says, above all that what? We can ask what? Oh, what? It's right there. Faith, right?
Yeah.
According what? To what? The power that right now. You might be in a hot mess right now,
But I'm here to tell you, church, you need to rely on the Holy Spirit that relies, that resides in you. He's got power on the inner man, that even though they're going to throw you into a fiery furnace, the record of God said that the Lord is in his holy temple. And all the earth, each time it's before him. What do you mean, preacher? What it means is that God is going to have the last say. He's going to quiet all the enemies. And when Shadrach and Meshach went in, they said, didn't we throw three in the fire? How I got a witness? But when they looked in, there was four in the fire. How I got a witness today? God will allow you to go through the fire, but the record declares we might go through the fire, but we won't be consumed. Have I got a witness today? That's why the whole earth has to be consigned, has to be silent, because the Christian will go through the fire. He'll lean and depend on the God we serve. He's leaning on the everlasting God. And when you go through the fire with the God, they can make the whole earth be silent. Have I got a witness today? When you lean and depend on the God that's in his holy temple, he'll show up in the midst of your trial. He'll show up in the midst of your fire. He'll show up and won't let you get burned. He'll show up and quiet the enemy, because the Lord is exceedingly abundantly able to do above all that we can ask him to do, because of the power, the power, the power, the power, the Holy Ghost power that works in you. When all the kings and his minions was running out, and Shadrach and Meshach came out, and Abednego came out to fight, the record said it wasn't even burned. It didn't smell like no smoke. Have I got a witness? They understood the power of God. They relied on the power of God. They didn't rely on no idol God, but they relied on the power of God. And when they relied on the power of God, all the enemies became quiet. All the enemies became their footstool. And God got the glory. Church, we got to understand, we got that same power, but we got to learn to wait on God. We got to be of good courage. The Bible says, wait, I say on the Lord. God will do exactly what he said he will do. When you look at the word that says the Lord is in his holy temple, let all the earth keep silent. In other words, God will shut them all up. God will shut them all down. God will shut them all down. God might even try to kill them. So you say to God, say, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. When you know God like that, when you know God like that,
yeah.
I dare you to go home tonight, amen, and don't use that microwave. I dare you to preheat that up. I dare you to wait for that thing to get hot on the floor. You won't wait for the water to boil on the stove. I dare you to wait on it. And while you're waiting, call on me. Say, Lord, thank you for giving me patience. Lord, thank you for allowing me to realize who you are and what you can do. Lord, thank you for giving me a sofa. Lord, thank you for giving me a husband. Lord, thank you for giving me a microwave. Lord, thank you for giving me food that I can put in the microwave. Lord, thank you for giving me food I can put on the stove. Lord, thank you that I can make the cake. Lord, thank you that I got some pans, some pots, and some butter, and some flour, and some batter that I can use. Lord, thank you for the pita and the moon and the bar that I can lick. Lord, thank you, God, for everything you've done. Lord, I know that I've been waiting on you, and sometimes I get in a hurry, but God, I thank you that the Lord is, the Lord is, the Lord is, the Lord is, and in his holy temple, now all the earth.
Yeah.
Now, you understand that? When that crowd took that thing up his board, I will jump to the roof. Abundantly above all that we can stand for.
Somebody say it.
Choices that we make.
Going to